At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business, like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Messi fans, Lowe's Messi Halftime event hits July 19th. That's coming up fast, so now's a really good time to become a My Lowe's Rewards or a My Lowe's Pro Rewards member. Join for free and get access to exclusive Messi moments and epic surprises. Let's just say halftime's looking different this year. Make sure to follow Lowe's on TikTok and tune in to the Lowe's Messi Halftime event on July 19th. Members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Identity Refreshing!
New episode of Klein Alley Show is about to begin, but before that can happen, Alley, let's tell the people what they need to know.
You mean about San Bernardino International Airport?
Of course I'm talking about the San Bernardino International Airport. Easy, close, and not LAX.
And parking is always just $5 a day, which means it is El Cheapo approved.
Fly nonstop to Provo, Utah for all the skiing, snowboarding, or wives you can handle.
And of course you can fly into my hometown of San Francisco. San Bernardino International Airport, when airports smell great.
Ta-da-da.
J-Rock Klein Alley Show. Well, it started as a conversation about all the arrests that took place at Coachella this year, and we were breaking down all of the different things people were arrested for, and I think one of the things that was on the list more than a few times was that people were using fake handicap parking passes. And then we got into a conversation about of all of the things that you could counterfeit in the world, like money or whatever else, that's probably one of the easier things to counterfeit. And then you guys immediately started saying, well, then if it's so easy, why don't you make one? And I said, I don't think I would be a good use of my time to make
it. Oh, no, you said absolutely I can make one. Did you not?
No problem.
You said no problem. And then we then proceeded to get delay after delay, excuse after excuse as to why you didn't have it to present to us.
I have it to present to you, and I will give it to you in a moment. And I recommend you don't use it because I do think that people that use illegal and by the way,
I don't want to use this. I never said I wanted to.
And we've gotten a bunch of different people that are angry about this for different reasons. So I want to play not just the positive ones.
I just wanted to see you try.
Oh, I tried, all right. I spent way too much time on this. And I had to buy equipment or whatever the hell.
Equipment?
Not equipment.
You mean material?
Material. I had to buy material. I had to buy
printing press.
equipment? A 3D printer?
I had to buy stuff, and I'll present it to you in a moment. You can watch on YouTube if you want to see Allie's face as she is blown away by my skills. But first, just some of the reactions that we've received from people about this stupid bit. Not everything we do is going to hit with everyone, and this one seems to be making a lot of people angry.
All right. My dad has a handicap parking spot placard that he lets me use every time I go to Disneyland.
Whoa.
Wow. That's a very nice dad, but you're a terrible person.
So, yeah. I don't want to be crucified by Disneyland, but yeah, I take it to Disneyland. I use it on my little thing. I also have had my ankle. I have 2 plate spine screws in my ankle, so I just kind of limp around.
Yeah, but like if you're limping around, you know, phoning it in or, you know, intentionally limping around, putting it on a little bit just because you got the good parking as opposed to really.
She probably plays it up.
Yeah, I'm sure.
The screws in her leg.
Sure, every single person right now could talk about a reason why they could use a little bit of a better parking spot because they're not doing great.
And we all do kind of do a second take, right? When we see a person get out of their handicap, you're like, what's going on with you?
I see a person.
I'm a handicap.
I see a person jump out of a G-Wagon,
run into the store.
And run into a store and grab stuff and run back. And they've got the placard up and everything. I don't know if it's not theirs or it's a loved one's. And listen, I'm sure we're not better than the average person, for sure. Probably worse a little bit. But if you do have a significant other that actually earned or has one of these placards, have you ever used it or do you use it because it's super convenient compared to looking for a spot, especially in a place where there's no spots? Of course you do. Does that make you a terrible person? Kind of.
Well, I think
it's a gray area.
It's the thing. Do you think it's the same if you use a handicapped stall? No, right? That's a weird thing, because if that's open, everyone has no problem taking that.
It's usually the most.
And there's only one.
It's right, and that's usually the most coveted go-to stall is the handicapped stall.
If there's nobody else in the bathroom, you go to the handicapped stall. 100%.
And sometimes you look under the door there to see, make sure the person's on the up and up, and you don't see a pole or anything. You see feet, 2 feet.
Right,
you
know, exactly.
Why is that person in
but
there?
But if there was somebody who was handicapped or in a wheelchair that came in while you were in the handicapped stall, you would feel bad.
This woman's very mad at us.
Hey, guys. I noticed you're still talking about, handicapped people. It should be disabled people. But anyway, please stop. You're wrong all the time about so many things.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I'm an actual disabled person.
That's a handy candy right there, according to Vanessa, on the phone.
I have used my handicap placard for years.
Wait a sec. They're disabled, but they have a handicap placard?
Well, that's because that's the
term. It's a disabled placard.
But they still write on the placard, because I studied a lot of them to make this one I'm about to present to Ellie.
So the placard's insensitive?
Yeah, the placard is insensitive. Even just the drawing of the guy with the wheel for a foot is insensitive.
I think that's ridiculous, too.
Right, they got to move that.
Even I got a ticket because it was, I didn't put up my new one. I put up my old one. They check the dates. They do look at it very closely.
So this is a woman that actually is disabled. She is, quote, handy candy.
What level of disabled, though? Because I feel like some of those disabled don't deserve it.
Yeah, I agree.
And when did we change it from handicapped to disabled?
I'm not sure.
Is handicapped offensive?
Yes. It's the H word.
It is?
And it's a crazy ticket. It's like $400.
So anyway, here, Allie, I'm going to present to you right now what I've been working on. And I just want you to know, as I was doing the finishing touches on the third one I tried to build for you.
This is the third draft.
My kid came in and asked me what I was doing, and then I had a really uncomfortable conversation because, I'll explain why. I'm trying to not come across like a terrible person to my own children, but this was as I was finishing and letting dry your handicap placard.
Wow, you made that. What is that supposed to be for?
What?
What is that supposed to be for?
It's for parking.
For? It's for parking.
For better parking.
What do you mean for better
part? At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Messy fans, Lowe's Messy Halftime Event hits July 19th. That's coming up fast, so now's a really good time to become a MyLowe's Rewards or MyLowe's Pro Rewards member. Join for free and get access to exclusive Messy moments and epic surprises. Let's just say halftime's looking different this year. Make sure to follow Lowe's on TikTok and tune in to the Lowe's Messy Halftime Event on July 19th. Members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Disney refreshing!
What do you mean for better parking?
Come on.
What? Now my wife sees it, and she's not happy at all.
Kevin, shut it down. She's shut it down. X-Nay on the acrid play.
She is mouthing to me, this is bad. That's what she's mouthing to me.
This is so wrong.
Oh, that's right. She was mouthing to me. This
I'm
is
glad
so
that
wrong.
You said it.
Sorry. This is so wrong.
What do you mean better?
No, don't touch it. Sorry. You're going to smear it again.
Confuses what you think is appropriate.
What do you mean? How is this good parking?
This is like VIP parking.
Huh? But that's handicapped.
So she knows.
Yeah, she knows.
Saying the wrong word.
It's disabled, you dummy.
No, I know.
I'm confused. What do you...
Yeah, who gets the best parking spots?
We're not handicapped.
I know we're not handicapped. I know.
Wow. Yeah, I know that. Yeah, I'm smart.
She's explaining. Yeah.
Yeah, so why you put? So why did you make that?
So that I can give it to a handicapped person.
Anytime your daughter talks to you, I'm a little scared. I feel like
it's
she's
kind of threatening. What is that? Where you think you're going?
Yeah, what are you going to do with that?
Break your legs and make your handicapped.
This isn't even Bruiser. This is the nice
give
one.
Give me some coffee.
Oh, really?
Yeah, this is the nice one. This isn't even Bruiser. Yeah.
She's turning.
Dad, you're very confusing me. What do you mean if you give it to a handicapped person?
We have a handicapped listener, and they need handicapped parking, and I'm going to... Well, they don't want to wait to get it, so I made
my wife's like, trying to get it. She's like, well, if they're handicapped, why can't they get it themselves? I'm like, all right.
Well, they don't want to wait to get it, so I made them one.
You are such a liar.
What do you mean you made them?
Now the dog wants to know what's going on.
The dog wants in on it now.
I'm doing something. I can't do good things for people.
You're recording us, too.
So anyway,
that's right.
I'm gonna present to you, Allie, what I've
Give
been working
me,
on
I
now. If
see.
You're watching, everyone can check. This is the finished product. This took three different tries.
It's very delicate.
Please don't touch it. I'm afraid it's still gonna smear.
Hold on, let me see I gotta feel it.
And you have to. That's good material. That's the real. Look at it now. This took a lot of time and a lot of effort.
Just the flimsiness alone.
Allie, hang that on your mirror. And trust me when I say.
What's with this tape that's
it
just kind of...
It has to be double... It's not even double-sided. There's only graphics on one side.
I know, but that's the side she'll face out. No one's going to look at the inside one.
All you have to do is look to one side and see that there's nothing on the other side.
If you don't think that would...
This is already broken. It's already bent.
Yeah, well, that's because I packed it terribly this morning on my way into work. But
did you cut out this little seam?
Yes, I did. It's the hang on your
And
mirror.
I don't think I've ever seen a handicap placard with the American flag on it.
He put a stamp on it, clearly.
It's not a stamp.
It's a forever stamp and a barcode.
Yeah,
and
a barcode.
It says 2028 CA.
Yeah,
so you've given me till 2028 for this to expire.
That's right, till the Olympics.
And then what is this little thing here?
It's just more stuff because I don't have the... you have a lot of stickers on the real ones. So that is...
I mean, the whiteout... of the handicapped person or disabled person, I'm sorry, I think is one of the better parts of this, but still not convincing in any way.
818 says, I'm looking at this now.
You could have at least traced it. You didn't have to freehand the handicapped person.
Yeah.
562 says, that handicapped placard is handicapped.
Yeah.
It's not.
How long do you say this to?
This is the third one I tried.
And
why did
you put tape on the bottom of it?
Sometimes there's like a reflective something on the real ones.
This is not that.
Allie?
This is a piece of tape that you didn't even bother to cut off side.
It folded.
It's just hanging off.
What's the UPC code for?
And why is there white out on the bottom corners?
Yeah, let's see what happens when we scan
Don't scan the UPC code.
Is this like a bag of chips or what is
this? I think it's from a snack bar. It doesn't matter. No one's going to scan the UPC code.
And you...
just Allie, just hang it on your mirror and see what shakes loose.
What is... So you you bought this material?
Yeah.
You know this is not the right material, right?
Of course it is.
You can't just fold it like this.
No one's going to reach
it. Foldable.
The idea is can you hang it in your mirror... And without anyone saying anything. That's the question. And now you have to leave it in your car for a week and see if you get a ticket or towed. That's the fun game.
But I don't want to do this.
I know you don't.
So what are you going
to do? I didn't
want to
do this either, but look, here we are now. Here we are.
Well, 818 said you have to make a QR code now. It's supposed to have a QR code on it.
No.
So you have to do that in whiteout as well.
If you think it's so good, Klein, put up or shut up and use it.
No, yeah, you should use it.
Yeah.
Why do I have to use it? I've done nothing.
I'm too good of a person.
You have stolen valor and parking spots here all the time, so just park here in a handicapped spot and use that thing.
Why don't you park next to Lisa from K-Earth, who parks in a handicapped spot every morning. There's one next to her, and you can park next to her every morning for a month and see.
You know what? I don't think
she... It'd be vagina face and pig nose parking.
I don't think... That is handicap parking.
Oh, that's a good show.
I don't think
that
she...
Vagina face and pig nose in the morning.
I don't think she... I don't think she locks her car. Why don't we just swap out her real one with this one?
Well, she also has it on her license plate.
Oh, yeah.
She's got a perma one.
Double handed.
Which is a really good one.
Someone says you will get arrested for fraud. Do not use that. I'm not kidding, guys. This is bad.
Because this will look, it's worse than you just parking in it without a placard. Well, you've made a fake placard.
We've posted it now on our Instagram so you can see the skill that went into this.
Should I just peel this off?
No, just stop it, Al. You're ruining the placard. You're ruining it. Stop taking it apart. I spent
hours
on it.
Can I scratch this off?
Stop.
Yes, I can.
Stop it.
Is that a lottery ticket?
It came off so easy.
Yeah. We got to take a break.
I think if I blow on it, the rest will come off.
All right, just stop. Don't touch it or look at it.
Guy's going to fall off his wheelchair. Guys,
this is all coming off. Okay. Look.
Allie, you're ruining it. You're ripping it apart. I spent hours on this.
I ripped it. You know, I can spend 30 seconds to fix it with a new piece of tape.
Got to take a quick break. Clearly, anyone say this is, looks good? No? No one. Okay, great. Take a quick break. Back with your news next and then a brand new hour of the show. Get you on that standby boarding list and go travel.
818 said it's windy this week. Be careful you don't have your windows down.
All right,
just blowing.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Messy fans, Lowe's Messy Halftime Event hits July 19th. That's coming up fast, so now's a really good time to become a My Lowe's Rewards or a My Lowe's Pro Rewards member. Join for free and get access to exclusive Messy moments and epic surprises. Let's just say halftime's looking different this year. Make sure to follow Lowe's on TikTok and tune in to the Lowe's Messy Halftime Event on July 19th. Members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Disney Refreshing!
We the people of the ballpark are all in on baseball. We deserve dingers and dogs, sunshine and a beat. A place to take it all in and let it all out. Baseball for the people. Baseball is something else. Visit MLB.com/tickets and spend this summer with us. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.